弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家这一周过得怎么样
？How's your week?
我们很高兴在主日我们可以来到殿中来敬拜神。
Glad to gather here, to worship our God.
我想这是我们做基督徒的一个美好的福气。
This is one of our privileges as Christians.
那今天呢，我们要开始一个新的讲道系列。
Today we're going to start a new series.
我们特别的查考在福音书当中耶稣所行的一些神迹。
We're going to look at the miracles that recorded in the books of the Gospels.
那今天要查的这个神迹呢，就是耶稣变水为酒的神迹。
The first one we're going to look today is turning water into wine.
那么以前有一个人呢，他经常喝酒之后他开车的。
There was a guy, he usually would get drunk and then drive.
碰不到警察抓他呢，他就很幸运。
And he just took the chance that to get away from getting caught by the police.
不过有一次他喝的确实多了一点。
But one time he was very drunk.
所以呢，他这个开车，这个警察就把他给拦下来了。
So he was pulled over.
他说，警察拦下来他之后就看到他说，一看他，哎，这个座位旁边有一个空的酒瓶儿，哈。
And then saw the wine bottle on the passenger seat.
所以警察问他，你有没有喝酒啊
？So police ask him, did you drink?
他说我没有喝。
He said no.
他说那个空的酒瓶是什么
？How about this bottle?
他说我喝的是水。
He said I just drink water.
他说这个他说坏了，这是耶稣又做了一个神迹。
And then he said, "Oh shoot, it's Jesus performed another miracle."
他把水变成酒了哈。
Turned water into wine.
那我不知道这个警察能不能接受他这样的说法哈。
Not sure if the police is convinced.
但是我想，他大概不太能够蒙混过关哈。
But probably this guy will not get away.
如果像这个水变酒的神迹呢，如果每天都发生的话，我想那也就不会称之为神迹了。
If miracles happen on a daily basis, then they aren't miracles anymore.
那么福音书里呢，大概记载了耶稣的36个神迹。
In the four Gospels, there are 36 miracles of Jesus.
但是耶稣真正记载的神迹的数目可能远远超过这个。
But the actual miracles Jesus performed far exceed this number.
但是在约翰福音里面呢，所记载的神迹的数目只有七个。
But in the book of John, there are only 7 miracles recorded.
那么是所有福音书当中记载神迹最少的。
Which is the least in the four Gospels.
但是每一个神迹都是作者精心挑选的。
But each one of them are carefully selected by the author.
所以都具备特别的意义。
So they have a special meaning.
所以约翰福音呢，大概可以分成两个部分哈。
The Gospel of John is divided into two parts.
那么前一部分呢，前第十一章呢，讲是叫称作是神迹之书哈。
The first 11 chapters are called the Book of Miracles.
所以这七个神迹呢，全部记载在这个第一卷书的前半部分，这卷书前半部分。
Which records all the 7 miracles, in the first part.
那么后半部书呢，称为荣耀之书。
The later half is called the Book of Glory.
那是讲到耶稣基督的十字架之路。
Record the way Jesus went on the cross.
所以呢，我们可以看到说，这些神迹，这七个神迹，就是在前面来印证耶稣的真实的身份啊。
The seven miracles is to review Jesus' true identity.
这七个神迹呢，其中有五个神迹是其他福音书没有记载的。
Five of the seven miracles are not recorded in any other the other three gospels.
那么就包括我们今天读的这个。变水为酒的神迹
including this miracle turning water into wine
这个只有约翰福音记载
is only recorded in John
而且约翰说这是耶稣所行的第一个神迹
and it was recorded this is the first miracle Jesus performed
我想我们今天仔细研读这段故事哈，来帮助我们更好的 来认识耶稣基督。
Let's carefully study this, so that can help us to see who Jesus really is.
Yeah, 我们看的经文呢是在约翰福音第二章一到十一节。
The scripture is in John, chapter 2, verse 1 to 11.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经约翰福音第二章，我来读中文， Rachel 来读英文。
Please turn to your Bible, to John, and Pastor will read in Chinese or in English.
约翰福音第二章、啊、第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine.
耶稣说，妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my hour has not yet come.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons.
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water, so they filled them to the brim.
耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。
Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so.
管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有饶水的佣人知道，管宴席的便叫新郎来。
And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he caught the bridegroom aside.
对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
And said, everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine, after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
所以这段经文呢，可以分成三个部分哈。
This scripture can be divided into three parts.
那么第一节到第五节是讲到耶稣门徒还有他的家人都去参加一个婚礼。
Verse 1 to 5, Jesus attended the wedding with his family and his disciples.
那第六到第八节是讲到耶稣行了这个神迹。
Verse 6 to 8, Jesus performed this miracle.
那么第九到第十一节是讲到对这个神迹的反应。
Verse 9 to 11 is how people reacted to it.
这个短短只有十一节经文哈。
There are only 11 verses.
但是它的画龙点睛之笔是在第十一节。
But the highlight is in verse 11.
这是作者的评论哈。
From the author's comment.
他说这个神迹就显出了耶稣的荣耀来。
This manifested his glory.
所以他的门徒就信他了。
And his disciple believed in him.
这是讲到这个神迹真正所达到的目的。
The purpose of this miracle.
所以我们来看哈，第一节讲到第三日哈。
Verse 1, it says, on the third day.
第三日是指前面在第一章耶稣呼召门徒啊，这个腓力跟拿但业。
It refers to Jesus calling his disciples Philip and Nathanael.
从那开始数第三日、啊、
And since then, this is the third day.
这就是大概是耶稣在约旦河受浸之后的第六日。
And it is the sixth day after Jesus was baptized.
这是耶稣行的神迹。
And it's Jesus' miracle.
这个神迹就把他耶稣第一个星期的事工怎么样推上了高潮。
Which culminate Jesus' earthly ministry.
这个迦拿呀是一个很小的村庄哈。
Cana is a small village.
那么离耶稣的家乡拿撒勒不是很远。
It's not far from Nazareth,
大概有十英里、
About 10 miles.
因此呢，这个婚庆之家呢，很可能就是耶稣的父亲跟母亲他们的亲戚。
So the host of the wedding might be a relative of Joseph and Mary.
也可能是很好的朋友。
Or their friend.
那么犹太人的婚俗呢，是很有一些特色的。
The Jewish marriage customs are very distinctive.
这个特色就是说这个婚礼啊，它是分成两个部分。
It's usually divided into two steps.
那首先呢，是订婚的这一部分。
The first part is betrothal.
那么对于犹太人来说订婚是非常重要的。
And this is very important for Jewish.
订婚之后就相当于是法定的夫妻了。
Legally pronounce them husband and wife.
如果你要取消订婚的话那等于是离婚。
If it's canceled, it's equal to divorce.
所以但是订婚之后呢双方不能住在一起的。
But after this first step, they cannot live together.
他们还是要住在各自的父母家。
They still remain with their parents.
然后要到成婚的时候大概至少要过一年的时间。
And then a year after is the wedding.
然后呢这个新郎呢要到新娘家把这个新娘迎娶到他父亲的家里。
That's when the bridegroom go to the bride's home to get her to his father's house.
然后这个婚礼的庆祝就是从这个时候开始。他们的婚宴呢一般是七天的。
And then there is a 7-day celebration.
和这个西方的这个婚宴呢不太一样哈。
And it's different from the Western wedding.
西方要是有婚礼的话，你要收到请柬你才可以去嘛，对不对？
You have to be invited to a Western wedding.
那你没有收到请柬，你不可以到人家婚礼去哈。
Otherwise, you can't join.
那么，但是犹太人当时的婚礼可不是这样，他们是谁都可以去的。
But for Jewish wedding, uninvited people can also join.
所以有些人就。到那里他们就也欢迎你就可以进去坐席啊。
So wherever you are, if you're there, they will welcome you to the reception.
这就是为什么他的酒啊会有喝尽的时候啊。
That's why the wine ran out.
你很难预备嘛。
It's hard to prepare.
那么婚礼上如果这酒没有的喝的话这个是令这个婚庆之家非常难堪的一件事情。
And a wedding without enough wine is very embarrassing for the host family.
因为你没有很多的地方可以去拿到酒来哈。
Because it's not very accessible.
那也可能就成为人家街头巷尾茶余饭后的这个笑谈了哈。
It will become a humiliating joke in the village.
所以呢这个对他们来说很重要哈。
So it's very important for them.
所以耶稣的母亲知道了他第一时间就找到耶稣哈。
So when Jesus' mother heard about it, she immediately told Jesus.
并不一定说耶稣的母亲知道耶稣一定可以把水变成酒啊。
Doesn't mean that she believed Jesus will turn the water into wine.
但是她一定知道说耶稣可以帮他们去想想办法。
But she knew that Jesus could help them.
她的信心呢也更体现在说当耶稣并没有给出一个非常肯定的答案的时候。
Her faith is even more reviewed when Jesus didn't give an affirmative answer.
那么他就跟他的仆人讲说你们去预备好了。
She told the servants to just follow what Jesus told them.
那么他把主动权是交给了耶稣来决定。
And in doing so, she leave the decision to Jesus.
所以当时在场的人很多哈。
There were many people present.
知道酒没了的人可能不太多。
But maybe just a few knew that wine ran out.
但是只有玛利亚把这个需要带到了耶稣的面前。
But only Mother Mary brought this need to Jesus.
因为她最了解耶稣。
Because she knew Jesus.
那么天主教啊，对这个故事有一个不同的解释哈。
The Catholics have different interpretation of this story.
因为他说，你看这个神迹，耶稣第一个神迹就是，通过玛利亚哈，把这个事情告诉耶稣的。
Jesus did the first miracle is because Mary through Mary.
那么。这就说明所有的祷告都要通过玛利亚才能到耶稣那里的。
So all the prayers has to go through Mother Mary.
我想这是对这个故事的过度解读了哈。
I think this is an over-interpretation.
当时只有玛利亚可能知道耶稣啊可以帮助这个婚庆之家解决这个问题。
Mary knew Jesus could help them.
但是我想并不是玛利亚是唯一的渠道。我们可以到耶稣的面前。
But Mary is not the only channel for us to know Jesus.
而且在现今的时代， 耶稣在十字架上已经成就了他的救人，我们都可以直接来到耶稣基督的面前。
And through the salvation on the cross, everyone can come to God through Jesus.
所以啊，正如玛利亚那一家人呢，他把那一家人的需要呢带到了耶稣面前一样啊。
Just as Mother Mary bring the whole family's need in front of Jesus.
那么基督徒我们在世上的责任也是怎么样？也要把他人的需要带到主耶稣的面前。
Christians today, we also, our responsibility is to bring other people's needs to Jesus.
所以当他人不认识耶神的时候，哈
，When other people don't know God,
那我们的信心就成为他人认识上帝的一个中介。
Our faith become a bridge for them to know God.
所以我们的见证就成为这个其他人可以走进耶稣的一个这样的纽带啊。
Our testimony can lead others to come to Jesus.
所以我当年在维吉尼亚读书的时候啊。
When I was a student in Virginia.
那么当时呢，那附近有个华人教会啊。
There was a Chinese Christian church.
那个牧师呢是从台湾来的。
Pastor is a Taiwanese.
那么非常有爱心的一个牧师啊。
Very loving person.
那么那个时候正是90年代初啊。
That was the early 90s.
那个时候美国的经济啊非常的不好。
The economy in states here are bad.
基本上啊失业率很高，很难找的工作。
Hard to find a job.
所以呢，那么学生毕业的时候说要找工作的话，哎呀，这是很大的一个事情啊。
So when students graduate, to look for a job is a very challenging task.
不过后来呢，大家就说哦，这个牧师啊他是很有能力的。
And then people say this pastor is very powerful.
因为他给他们教会的一个会友祷告，结果这个会友就找了一个非常好的工作，他就到了 NIH 去工作。
So he prayed for some student from his church, and then the student found a job in NIH.
NIH 就是美国，就是这个叫什么国家卫生研究院。National
Institute
of Health.
National Institute of Health.
你可能跟他没什么关系哈。你知道他发很多钱的哈。你要申请 grant 的话，那部分你要做那部 research 的话，要跟他可以申请。
A lot of research grant, funds.
所以非常好的一个工作。哦，这个在一个小城市、小的地方，很多中国人都知道。不信主人都说啊，这个牧师很厉害，他可以祷告。然后神就听他的祷告。
Even the unbelievers know this pastor prayed for this guy and he found a fantastic job.
所以很多的时候是我们需要有这样的事情，把别人的需要带到神的面前，对不对？然后怎么样，别人通过这个事情才可以认识神的。
So a lot of times we bring our testimony or stories to other people so that they can know God.
那后来我信了主了之后呢，我也在那个教会里面，那我毕业时我也说孟牧师，你帮我祷告哈。
So when I approached to graduation, I also asked Pastor Meng, "Can you pray for me?"
那个牧师说，你自己也可以祷告的吗
？And he said, "You can also pray."
我说当然了，不过牧师给我祷告是不一样的哈。
But I said, "But your prayer is different."
所以每一次看见牧师，就问孟牧师，你为我祷告了吗
？So every time I saw him, I asked him, "Did you pray for me?"
你知道这个给牧师压力也很大哈。
That's a lot of stress for him, for sure.
我祷告了一次，他找很不一定所有的都可以发，牧师压力也很大。
So, quite a pressure on him as well.
可是我这找工作的进展呢，也没有什么好的进展哈。
But I didn't make much progress in job hunting.
非常难找工作。
Very challenging to find.
而且当时呢，弗吉尼亚州呢是没有我做相关行业的，很少的哈。
And back then, Virginia doesn't have any like industry like fit my background.
那不过后来呢，我这个毕业了还没有工作啊。
And then I graduated, but still didn't find a job.
牧师觉得，哎呀，每次看到我都会觉得什么？哎呀，这个好像神还没有听祷告，你这还没着乐哈。
So every time Pastor Meng see me, was reminded that I still haven't find a job yet.
所以我说我没关系，那毕业了我也不会再维吉尼亚再待了，没找不到工作，我去新泽西哈。
So then, I graduated and went to New Jersey.
那边的工作机会比较多。
There has more opportunity.
那我都定好了日期啊，什么决定哪一天就出发了哈。
So I already set a date to leave.
就是我开着我的小车哈，要去新泽西哈。
So I drive from Virginia to New Jersey.
但是呢，就是在我走的前几天，我就收到了这个公司的一个录取的通知。
But just a few days before my departure, I received an offer from a company.
而且是个很好的公司，是 Merck。
It's Merck. It's a good company.
那美国道琼斯的三十家公司之一哈。
One of the Dow Jones company.
那么在当时啊，九十年代啊，默克是美国这五百家公司的就 Fortune 500，默克是排第一名的。
So Merck was the top one in the 500 Fortune.
那个时候没有 Tesla， 没有什么 Google 啊。没有这个 Apple 这些东西，它都没有。
Back then, the IT company that didn't even exist.
所以他们还是很 Apple 应该有比较小的，还是。Mm-hmm.
Or they were very small.
神确实是听祷告的神。
God did listen to our prayer.
但是常常需要，当信心软弱，或者有些人没有认识神的时候，我们需要把这个需要带到神的面前来。
But when people have little faith, we need to bring this need to God.
但是这个需要呢，并不是说让我们仅仅是看到个神迹而已。
But this need is not only to see the miracles.
这个神迹只是一个媒介，让我们借着这个神迹，我们可以更好的去认识神。
But through the miracle, it allows us to know God better.
那下面我们来看看怎么来。看看耶稣的所作所为啊。
Then let's look at what Jesus did.
耶稣怎么样回应母亲的请求呢
？How did Jesus respond to Mother Mary's request?
那耶稣说：“妇人，我与你有什么相干
？”He said, "Woman, why do you involve me?"
我的时候还没有到。
My hour has not come yet.
所以有的人认为啊，耶稣这样讲话，他好像对他的母亲呢是不太尊重的哈。
Some people think that Jesus didn't respect his mother.
你看他没有叫母亲哈，他是叫妇人，这原文是叫妇人的哈。
Instead of calling her mother, he addressed her as a woman.
那么到底是怎么回事呢？其实我们来看这个就会发现，妇人这个词呢，其实在希腊文里面是一个非常尊敬的意思。
But woman in a Greek term, it's very honoring.
所以是对耶稣的玛利亚，他是耶稣对他的母亲是一个尊称。
So he did honor his mother.
那这个问句是说，我与你有什么相干？哈。
And Jesus asked, what do I have to do with you?
说这句话翻译成白话就是说。你为什么在这些事上要把我牵扯进去呢
？In another word, why do you involve me in this matter?
显然呢，耶稣并不是说不尊重他的母亲哈。
So this is not about respecting her mother.
他是提醒他的母亲他在世上的另外的身份。
But to remind his mother that he has another role.
他有另外的事情要做。
And he has other responsibilities.
这个并不是他要真正来彰显他荣耀的一个时候。
And this is not his time to fulfill his responsibilities.
所以我们看到后面的陈述句就把这个讲得更清楚了。
And then the later statement even reviewed this.
这个陈述句说我的时候还没有到。
It says my hour has not come.
所以在约翰福音里，耶稣呢有五次提到了说我的时候还没有到。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus mentioned five times, "My hour has not yet come."
这个全部是在这个前半部啊，这个神迹之书里面。
All of them is in the first half, the first 11 chapters.
那在约翰福音里，耶稣又五次提到了说，我的时候已经到了。
And then later, he mentioned five times, "The hour has come."
那这五次全部在后半部的这个荣耀之书里面。
All in the second half of the book of glory.
所以由此可见，我们知道这个时候是什么时候，就是耶稣的受难与复活。
This hour or time is the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
所以耶稣很清楚这个时候他的使命是什么，就是要完成神给他预定的使命。
And Jesus is very clear that his job is to fulfill God's will.
所以他不要分心，他要全神贯注，竭心所力，完成神的使命。
So he won't be distracted.
那他为什么最后又同意了来帮助呢？
But then why did Jesus decide to help the wedding host?
这就体现出了耶稣的善良和仁慈。
This reflected the kindness and goodness of Jesus.
我们对比一下哈，当这个摩西行神迹的时候啊。
When Moses performed miracle.
摩西的第一个神迹是什么？
What was the first miracle Moses performed?
把水变成血。
To turn water into blood.
那是一个什么？是一个审判的神迹。
It's a punishment.
那么耶稣第一个神迹是什么？是把水变成了酒。
And Jesus' first miracle is turning water into wine.
是一个喜乐欢庆的神迹。
Joyfulness.
这就是说耶稣来他注定是要给世人带来什么？带来祝福而不是带来诅咒。
So Jesus came to the world to bless, not to judge.
因为在耶稣的到来上帝就开始了一个新的时代。
Jesus started a new era.
那么救恩就进入了一个新的阶段。
Salvation entered a new era.
所以我们认识到耶稣的这个属性啊，对我们来说很重要的啊。
To recognize this, Jesus' character is very important.
帮我们会更好的去亲近神。
Help us to be closer to him.
因为我们每当我们提到上帝的时候，我们常觉得说，上帝哇，这么可以敬畏，这么。高大远远在上，好像离我们都很遥远的啊。
Because whenever we talk about God, people often feel reverence or distant.
所以我们觉得有敬畏的感觉，常常也会有敬而远之的感觉。
Because of this reverence, we often feel this distance with God.
但是我们每到想到耶稣的时候，耶稣就是一个活生生的人，好像在我们眼前一样。
But when we see Jesus, he is alive among us.
所以当我们觉得说我们很难去跟神怎么样去 connect, 怎么去沟通的时候。
When we feel we are far from God, don't know how to connect with God.
其实我们就可以想一想想到耶稣基督。
We can ponder, look at Jesus.
耶稣基督就会把我们跟神的关系怎么样拉近。
Jesus bring us closer to God.
所以让我们在基督里面我们才能体会到神的这种慈爱，神的这种恩典。
So in Christ, we can experience God's goodness and kindness.
以前有一个姐妹的话，她的母亲去世，她非常的伤心哈。
There was a sister, her mother passed away.
然后呢，当时她就要请教会去帮忙去办这个丧礼哈。
And then she asked the church to help her with the memorial service.
那这个时候教会的牧师呢也乐意去帮助做这个事情啊。
And the pastor was willing to help.
不过呢这个教会也有其他的人有不同的说法。
But some other people from the church has a different perspective.
他妈妈不是基督徒。
Her mom is not a Christian.
而且不但是不是基督徒，他妈妈以前还拜拜的了。
And then her mom used to worship idols.
所以这样的话就出了一个问题，说哦，我们怎么可以给这样的人去办丧礼哈
？They say how can we preside the memorial service for someone who doesn't know God？
所以这个姐妹就非常的伤心，本来已经伤心了，这样就更伤心了哈。
So the sister is very sad。
所以她来到牧师的面前说这个是怎么样啊？我的母亲去世了，然后会不会去地狱啦，或是怎么样子啊？
And she approached the pastor to find out where my mom will go after she passed away.
所以这个牧师就跟他说，实际上圣经清楚告诉我们的就是说，你信了耶稣就可以得救的哈。
The pastor said it's clear in the Bible that you believe in the name of Jesus and then you're saved.
那你母亲没有机会听到这个福音，不晓得她的情况是怎么样子哈。
But your mom didn't hear about gospel, so we don't know.
那么只能把这个事情交给神。
So we can only commit this to God's hand.
所以你最好的办法就是你就来到耶稣的面前吧。
So the best way for you is to come before Jesus.
你可以去问问耶稣嘛。
You can approach Jesus.
所以呢这个母亲这个姐妹的话就回去就真的在祷告中啊她去亲近耶稣哈。
So the sister go home and pray and come closer to Jesus.
所以过一段时间，他跟牧师讲，他说他心情好了很多。
And then after a while, she told the pastor she found peace.
因为她在祷告中啊，她就感受到说，她跟耶稣去祷告，把她对母亲的爱和母亲的思念告诉耶稣。
She was able to outlet her love and thoughts to Jesus.
她突然就感受到说，耶稣也有自己的母亲。
And she felt that Jesus has his own mother as well.
耶稣也有跟母亲那种生离死别的时刻。
Jesus also experienced this death due there apart from his mother.
所以耶稣就给他带来了很大的安慰。
So Jesus was able to bring her comfort.
所以他虽然还不知道确切到底将来是怎么样的情况啊。
Although she doesn't have a clear answer.
但是他心里面就得了很大的安慰。
But she was relieved.
因为耶稣基督给他带来的一个很大的安慰。
Because Jesus comforted her.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们来到耶稣面前的时候，那么耶稣就是我们跟神沟通的联络的一个桥梁。
So Jesus is the mediator between us and God.
好，现在我们来再看这个神迹哈。
Now let's look at this miracle.
这个盛水的这个石缸啊，是放在这个门口的入处哈。
The stone water jar is placed at the entrance.
这个是供犹太人来洁净使用的啊。
For the Jews to clean their hands.
因为按照律法来讲呢，犹太人这个入席之前是要用水来洗手。
According to the law, the Jews have to wash their hands.
这个不是卫生习惯，是宗教礼仪。
It's not about hygiene, but more of a ritual.
要除去啊，除去污秽。
To remove the uncleanness.
所以这里讲这个每口石缸大概盛两三桶水，大概就是20到30个加仑啊。
So each stone jar holds about 20 to 30 gallons.
那六口缸的话，大概有多少？180加仑，对不对？
So six jars would have a total of 180 gallons.
哇，这很多的水啊。
A lot of water.
那我们知道这个人呢确实是很多，对不对？
There are a lot of guests.
所以呢为什么这个酒不够的原因也在这里。
That's why the wine ran out.
但是我们也知道说耶稣把这六口缸的水变成了酒，哇，这个量是非常多的啊。
So that's Jesus turned water into wine, that's a lot of wine.
不但够了当天婚宴上的使用，而且还绰绰有余的。
Which is more than enough for the feast.
所以这个神迹呢，不但是有量变，而且有质变哈。
So this miracle is not only about quantitative change, but also qualitative.
那么我们知道水的成分是什么？
What's the composition of water? It's H2O,
对不对？哎，但是我们喝的水啊，不光是纯水啊。因为纯的水，蒸馏水是纯水，没有味道，喝不下去的你啊。
The distilled water is only H2O.
那么我们喝的水一般还有一些矿物质。
But usually drinking water also contains some minerals.
那么会让这个水呢的这个喝起来也比较好喝一点。
Tastes better.
而且这个矿物质对我们的身体是提供一些微量元素。
The minerals also good for our health.
但是这个酒呢，葡萄酒是由葡萄啊去发酵变成酒的啊。
But wine is fermented from grapes.
那最后这个葡萄酒的话，大概80-90%都是水啊。
So about 80-90% of the wine is water.
但是里面除了水之外呢，除了那些本来水有的矿物质，还有什么？它含有这个酒精，对不对？
But it also has ethanol.
除了有酒精呢？那个酒精还会有酸，还会有酯啊
，esters and other chemicals。
因为有这些酯哦，
酯，
酸是 acid， 酯是 ester，esters。所以这些酯的话呢，它是比较甜，才会有这个香味的。
So esters bring out the aroma。
而且还有糖哈
，and sugars。
哎 ，sugar。所以这样的话有，所以整个如果从水要变成酒的话。这中间要有新的元素出现啊。
So from water turn into wine, there are new elements.
而且还有新的分子形成。
New molecules.
所以因此呢，从葡萄到葡萄酒的这个转化已经是非常一个复杂的一个很多的化学反应的一个 一个复杂的工艺过程了。
From grapes into wine is already a very complicated process.
但是你发现耶稣从水变成酒却是非常简单的一个步骤。
But very simple, Jesus just turned water into wine.
耶稣只说了两句话。
Jesus only said two words.
把缸倒满。
Fill the jar with water.
那现在再就可以舀出来了。
Draw some out.
这事情就成了。
And it's done.
所以我们看到从管宴席的这个人口中我们知道不但这个变成了酒而且这个酒的质量是怎么样哎呀那真是非常好的酒哈高品质的酒哈。
According to the master of the feast, it is a very high quality good wine.
所以啊上帝为我们预备的是远远超过我们所思所想。
So what God has prepared for us is even far exceed what we can imagine.
这个神迹啊只有神才可以做得出来。
And only God could perform such a miracle.
因为是一个创造的过程。
It's a process of creation.
一个从无到有的一个过程。
From nothing into existence.
这无可辨别地证明了耶稣的神性。
It's a proof of like Jesus is God.
而且耶稣是在瞬间就把这个水变成了酒。
And this has just happened instantly.
那么这也预表了耶稣不但可以改变这个水的本性，它可以改变什么？人的本性。
Jesus can change the nature of water. He can also change the nature of man.
所以我们读了这个神迹之后，我们就想，太好了，以后我们基督徒就不用再买酒了哈。
So Christians think, wow, there is no need to make wine in the future.
Anderson 还去订那个什么的那个 member 是不是还要花钱每年还要买一大堆就不用买了你就在家祷告耶稣给你变酒就好了
Just pray and wait for Jesus to change water into wine
其实啊我们人呢有时候面对耶稣我们有两种疑惑哈
Facing with Jesus people usually have two doubts
这两个疑惑是彼此相关的
Which are related to each other
一个疑惑就是我们太过关注
One is we're too focused
另外一个疑惑呢我们就是容易忽视
And the other is we overlook
那么太过关注的时候就是我们眼睛呢总是盯着那个葡萄酒
Too focused, our eyes are always on the wine
既然耶稣有第一次变了这个葡萄酒的话我就想他什么时候第二次再给我变这个葡萄酒
Jesus did it once, when is he going to do it again for me?
今天有没有出来葡萄酒
Is there any wine today?
明天有没有更多葡萄酒
Is there more wine tomorrow?
其实你知道耶稣变这个不在这个变葡萄酒这个事情哈。
But the miracle is not just about the wine.
它是借着给我们这些神迹奇事来启示我们来带领我们去更好的认识他。
But to review who Jesus really is.
这个水变酒就是给我们一个样品哈。
It's just a sample.
只是很小的一个样品就是说你就像你去 Costco 你尝尝这个东西是什么哈对
Like you go to Costco, you get a sample to taste.
你什么时候才能得到说我真的不需要弄葡萄去酿酒随便喝就有了那是在神的国度里面跟耶稣一同在千禧年里面坐席的时候对不对
When we are with Jesus one day and we will have unlimited
现在神是让我们看到说他有这个能力
And through this, Jesus want us to see he is able.
我们要想领受在基督里的丰富，我们首先要领受在基督里的生命。
To receive the riches in Christ, we must first receive the life in him.
那第二个方面的，我刚才说就容易忽略哈。
The second doubt is it's easy for us to overlook.
就像这个婚宴中那些宾客一样哈。
Just like the guests at the wedding.
他们大部分人都喝了这个酒了。
Most of them drank the wine.
但是他们绝大部分人都不知道这酒从哪里来的。
But most of them are unaware where it comes from.
甚至这个管宴席的跟这新郎都不知道这酒是从哪里来的。
Even the bridegroom and the feast master didn't know.
所以这也就是我们很多的情况。神做了很多的神迹，其实我们根本就不晓得的，不知道这个事情发生了。
Just like us, God did hundreds of things for us, but we didn't know.
我以前讲过说神呢可能大概在我们周围做了100件事情哈。
I used to say God might did 100 things.
我们大概最多就察觉了2件事。
We probably noticed 1 or 2.
然后这2件事我们还不明白。
Even so, we don't understand.
我们说为什么他会这么做呢
?And we ask, why would he do that?
搞不清楚。
We don't know.
这个时候就是说，真的是我们怎么样去体会神在我们周围所做的事情，其实这个是很重要的。
How do we realize what God is doing among us is important.
特别是在现今这个时代，当我们不能察觉神在这个我们周围的啊这些作为的时候。
Especially now, if we cannot notice God's work,
那么人很容易就流于平凡啊。
Then people will just become just ordinary.
Yeah, 就是说这个是我们怎么样看到说神在我们周围的工作，这个是给我们一个很好的提醒。
How can we perceive what Jesus is doing in our lives?
那么以前有一个这个经常喝酒的一个醉鬼哈。
There used to be an alcoholic.
那么呢，后来他信了耶稣了。
Then he became a Christian.
那么他的朋友呢，很多也都是酒鬼，对不对
？But a lot of his friends are also
因为经常大家在一起喝的。
Drinking buddies.
那他成了基督徒之后，他的朋友就跟他说：“哇，你成了基督徒就很好啊。”
Then his friends mock him. Well, it's good you became Christian.
那你就不需要买酒了嘛。
So you don't need to buy wine.
求你的那个主耶稣给你变出点酒来就好了。
Ask Jesus to turn wine.
他说我没看到啊，主耶稣啊，真的把水变成酒哈。
He said, "I didn't see Jesus turning water into wine."
我们家呢，水还是水，酒还是酒哈。
At my home, water is still water.
但是我看到我们家那个酒啊，全都变成家具了。
But I saw the wine becomes furniture.
因为什么？以前他的钱都拿去买酒，现在他的钱拿来买家具了，终于可以。
He spent his money on the furniture.
所以这就是说，我们要看到神在我们身上的工作。
So we need to notice to see what Jesus did
for us. 所以今天我们研读了耶稣的第一个神迹哈。
Today we studied the first miracle of Jesus.
变水为酒。
Turning water into wine.
那么从这个故事当中呢，我们可以看到耶稣的仁慈哈。
So we can see Jesus is kind.
我们更可以认识到耶稣的能力。
And to see the power.
他不但可以改变水的本性哈。
He can change the nature of water.
他更可以改变人的生命。
He can also change people's lives.
那么借着耶稣基督呢，上帝愿意将无穷无尽的福气赐给我们。
God is willing to give mankind endless riches through Jesus.
但是我们要承受这些福气呢，我们必须得有什么？得有像耶稣基督那样的生命才可以。
But to receive these riches, we have to have a life like Jesus.
很多的时候我们想要这个福气，但是我们不想要那个生命。
A lot of times we say we want this blessing, but we don't want that life.
那个是不可能的事情。
It's impossible.
所以呢，耶稣的这个神迹呢，只是给我们了一个小小的样品。
So this miracle is just a sample.
让我们品尝到将来在耶稣的国度里是一个什么样的光景，我们现在几乎是没有办法想象的。
For us to get a taste of what it will be like in the kingdom of Jesus.
所以将来不是什么高科技哈。
So the future is not about technology.
绝对是低科技的。
It's low technology.
现在我们很难想象，因为不需要，你只需要一个祷告就可以了。
There is no need for technology, just pray.
所以现在的人根本没有办法想象那是个什么样的光景。
We cannot even imagine.
所以那么耶稣的这个神迹让当时的人啊得到了这个婚礼上的祝福啊。
So this miracle blessed those who were at the wedding.
我想这只是一个暂时的啊。
And that is just a temporary.
但是我们要更寄希望将来那个永恒的祝福。
But let's put our hope in eternity.
可能有人会说，哎呀，我就是希望说耶稣水变酒这神至少在我们家可以发生过一次也可以啊。
People say, at least once, let this miracle happen in my household.
其实啊，这个神迹肯定在你的生活中发生过了。
I'm sure this miracle happened in your life as well.
关键是你知道不知道。
But did you notice?
那么以前有一个荷兰的基督徒，他的名字叫Andrew。
There is a brother from Holland. His name is Andrew.
所以他得了一个绰号叫 Brother Andrew.
He's a nickname, Brother Andrew.
我们管他叫安德鲁弟兄啊。
Brother Andrew.
为什么他这么有名气呢？因为他做了一个惊天动地的事情。
He he did something huge. That's why he's famous.
因为他呢，专门偷运这个圣经啊，到那个共产主义的国家去啊。
Oh, he smuggled Bible into the communism countries.
所以他得了一个外号叫 God Smuggler.
So he has a nickname of God Smuggler.
他每次偷运进去，他说都是很多神奇的事情啊。
He said he experienced a lot of miracles.
有一次他到了罗马尼亚边境了哈。
Once he's at the border of Romania.
他的车的这个 trunk 里面全都是圣经啊。
His trunk is full of Bibles.
突然间不知道这为什么罗马尼亚边境这个突然间今天检查的特别厉害，所有的车全都要翻箱倒开的这样的是搜查哈。
But the police just the search is especially strict that day.
所以他心里面非常紧张哈。
He was super nervous.
他说要照这样检查的话，到我那这一下圣经全部都查出来了。
There's no way that I can go through.
他就赶快祷告。
So he prayed.
他说神呐，你得帮我。
God, you have to help me.
这个事情没有别的办法了，你就让这些人呢看不见这些圣经。
You blind their eyes so that they won't see the Bibles.
所以他从他这个身边的两本圣经拿出来，特别的摆在他这个车子座位的旁边，两本圣经放在那里。
So he took two Bibles to put it on the passenger seat.
然后他就开车到这检查站了。
So he approached to the search point.
哎，非常奇怪，每一个车都翻开检查，就是到他这车的时候，那个人看了看就挥挥手让他走了。
So miraculously, they didn't even search his trunk, just let him pass.
所以就是他这样的去做呀，你知道。他每年送出大概30万圣经，30万册。
So each year he probably smuggled 30万。
300,000.
300,000 Bibles.
Yeah. 所以呢，这个几乎是他现在这个事工啊，遍布全世界大概60多个国家。
His ministry developed into about 60 countries in the world.
这位弟兄呢，就在前几天去世，安息主怀。
And Brother Andrew passed away a few days ago.
94岁。
At the age of 94.
我想他应该是很开心、很荣耀的去见主耶稣了，是不是
？I think he is already with glory, see our Lord Jesus.
很多人很羡慕他的，说你怎么可以做到这一个
？People wonder how did you do it.
然后他说，其实我没有什么特别的，这个事情你也可以做的。
He said, no secret, you can do it as well.
只是说神给你什么样的饭，你就按着去做，你肯定能够经历到这些祝福的。
What God asks you to do, you just do it. You will have the blessing.
他说没有什么特别奇怪的事情哈。
Nothing secret.
所以呢，我曾经也就按照他的方法，也真的做过一次。
So I did it once too.
我把圣经就偷偷摸摸带进中国去了。
And smuggled the Bible into China.
行李就是研读本的圣经啊，十几本哈。
The research Bible, about more than 10 copies.
哎。就是这么样，大摇大摆推着就进去，就进了首都机场了哈。
And they're in my suitcase and just passed the custom.
哎，送给了当地的北京的这个教会的弟兄姐妹啊。
And I gifted those Bibles to the local Beijing church.
愿神祝福我们，我们每个人都可以经历神这样多的恩典。
May God bless us so that we can experience His riches.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们颂赞你。
Lord, we praise you.
因为你是创造天地的主。
As you are creator of the universe.
你创造了天及天上的天。
You created heaven and above heaven.
你创造了地和海中所有一切的。
You created the earth and the ocean.
你把人安居在这天地之间。
And you placed human on this earth.
因为是要彰显你的荣耀。
To reveal your glory.
主啊，让我们看到今天耶稣所行的这个神迹。
Lord, help us to see the miracle through Jesus.
让我们再次知道主你是掌握生命的神。
Help us to know that you have the control over lives.
我们的生命都在你的手中。
Our lives are in your hand.
我们恳求主你保守我们的心。
We ask you to safeguard our heart.
让我们今生今世我们知道说什么是对我们最重要的。
So we know what is our highest priority in our life.
让我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们真是追求那丰盛的生命。
help us to pursue the abundance of life.
让我们在基督里面的喜乐可以满足。
Satisfy our hearts with the joyfulness.
我们感谢你将耶稣基督赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us your Son Jesus.
他是怜悯的神，他是慈爱的主。
He's full of mercy and grace.
愿我们常常来亲近他。
Pray that we would come closer to him.
也愿主的恩惠和保守与我们在座的每一个人同在，直到永远。
Your blessing and your protection with each one of us.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray all this in our Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.